Wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in. A lot of stuff going on today. State championship softball down at the Aurora Softball Complex. We're going to check in with Steve Longwell, the Eaton AD, down there watching the action. Boy, I'd love to be down there today, but UNC football against Davis coming up at 1 o'clock today. Blake Olson and Aaron Rath will have the call for you. 12 o'clock pregame there. That's going to take our airwaves today. So we're going to talk all about the game last night. Northridge against Thompson Valley out of District 6 Stadium. Interesting ball game. Northridge comes away with a 24-14 win. About 12, 13 minutes from now, Jeremy Hayden's going to jump on for Jaden. Jeremy Hayden's going to jump on the phone. I'm thinking of Jaden Marquez, who is our Norfolk Honor Medal player of the game last night. Two picks and a touchdown catch for Jaden last night, and he'll be our player of the week up on the website this week, so you can check his picture and blurb about the game up 1310 kfka.com for that. But good win for Northridge last night. You know what, and as I talk to Jeremy, we'll talk about this. The offense, still, they weren't, you know, shoot them out, lights out last night, but they made big plays at the right time. Big scores. Jackson Jenkins with a huge interception to kind of turn the tide and get them two quick scores in the ball game. And then, as I said, Jaden Marquez, a little touchdown pass off on the right-hand side. He had two big picks in the ball game, and just a terrific night for Northridge, getting a 24-14 win. We'll go over the football scoreboard in the first segment here. We'll set up softball for you today as well. Then we'll get to Coach Hayden. Steve Longwell, the AD from Eaton, will check in with him about 10:40, 10:45, and see what it looks like down there. He's got his eyes on two games. He's got his eyes on his Reds this morning as the Reds take on Thomas Jefferson. How about TJ, the 8 seed, getting in there and knocking out the number 1 seed Strasburg? So in the 3A softball tournament, the 1 seed Strasburg, the 2 seed Brush, gone. And who's 3 and 4? Who's sitting at the door? Eaton and University. And this matchup of semifinalists last year in that 9-8 game, they could be back in the mix for another rivalry shootout in the championship. Should be great today. 1 o'clock, the championship down there today, if both teams get by. University takes on Lamar. That's a 3 versus 19. And we'll talk about that here in a second. Let's get football first, and thank you, first of all, to Gould Parts, downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street, 454-3355. Any part you need, truck part, car part, machine part, anything you need, Gould Parts going to answer the bell for you. Great sponsor for us on KFK. They do a ton of stuff for us. So get down there. Thank Alan. Thank Vic. Thank Marie for all that they do. So many things we do here at KFK have to do with Gould Parts, and we appreciate their sponsorship. All right. Let's go to the football scoreboard. First of all, last night, Friday night games. Yeah, let's get to those. And Highland Huskies last night, boy, they had the lead late, trying to go to 4-4, Zach Sansom's team, but it is Flatirons Academy that comes back, beats them 21-14. So Flatirons is 6-2 this year. Highland drops to 3-5. The Academy and Berthoud last night, I knew this would be a good one. The Academy's kind of sneaky good in that, you know, they're ranked number 6 in the state. Berthoud's number 11. It's, as I always say, the rich get richer in that 2A conference. The top three teams, I think, head and shoulders above the rest, with, of course, the Eaton Red sitting at number 3, Delta at number 2, and TCA is the number 1, the Classical Academy. They beat Eaton 19-16 in that opening game of the regular season. But I think that's your matchup in the championship. I'm saying that right now. I think TCA, Eaton, they open the season. I think they're going to close the season. And, boy, love the Reds in that situation. University and Brush last night, good win for Casey Doss and the University Bulldogs, 27-14. Colt Croissant was terrific. again for University last night. We got Casey on the show. Kyle Johnson did after the ball game last night, and a big win for University, and they win the conference, first conference championship for University. We're going to get Casey Doss on the phone on Clark and the Coach this week. I promise you that. And we'll talk about University, who's put together, I think now, five consecutive wins and are headed to the postseason. Valley and Bennett last night. Look out for the Bennett Tigers. Not a bad football team. They're going to win this conference. 52-12. They beat the Valley Vikings last night. So Bennett goes to 6-2. Fort Lupton, they steamed Steamboat Springs last night. 52-35. Put a half a hundred on the board. Fort Lupton, 4-4. Steamboat drops to 4-4 as well. Our game, 24-14. Northridge got the win in that one against Thompson Valley. We'll talk to Coach Hayden coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Jeremy Hayden, I got to tell you, the coaching staff at Northridge, they've just turned everything around there, too. Numbers, everything that they can get there, it's just going the right way right now. So look at Northridge now, 7-1 on the season, 7 wins last year, 7 wins this year, and they've got certainly a chance to improve on that before they get to the playoffs this year. Erie and Longmont, 44-21. The Erie Tigers get the win there, beat up on Longmont. It was 14-6 at the half in that ballgame, but the Tigers in the second half extend their lead. Fairview and Fossil Ridge, I knew this would be a tough one for Fossil. Fairview kind of under the radar this year. They're 7-1. Fossil 7-1. Fossil bumped into the top 10. However, they may fall out. Fairview beat them 42-26 down in Boulder. One of my favorite places to ever go call a game, too. In the Flatirons right there, just a gorgeous stadium. But not so gorgeous for Fossil Ridge last night. 42-26, they got behind early and could not catch up. Pooter beats Fort Collins 41-15. So Eric Tonkin's team just rolling along. They're 7-2 now. So you've got Fossil going to the playoffs. You've got Pooter going to the playoffs. Rocky, we'll have to look. Bruce and I on Clark and the Coach this week will get into the RPI, see where Rocky lands there. But Rocky beats Boulder last night 42-3. They led Lobos did 21-0 at the break last night. Games today, Caliche will take on Dayspring Christian. 4-3, Caliche and Day Springs 3-4. D'Evelyn goes against Prospect Ridge Academy today. Severance takes on Roosevelt. Jeff Van Winkle's team, terrific effort against Redis Christian last week. Lost by 6, but really came with a great effort. See what they give Roosevelt today. Roosevelt, just kind of, to me, kind of head and shoulders above the rest right now, 7-0. Meade and Niwot will go as well. Greeley West is taking on Monarch today on the football side. Let's get to softball. This is the way it sets up today. 3A games going on starting right now, basically. Thomas Jefferson, the 8th seed. These are final four games. Championship goes at 1 o'clock. TJ, the 8th seed against Eaton right now. We're going to check in with Steve Longwell in about a half hour and see where the Reds are at. He's also got his eyes on University and Lamar. That's the 3 versus the 19. Yes, folks. 3, 4, 8, and 19 made it to the final four. Seeds 3, 4, 8, and 19. And 3 and 4, you know who they are. There are neighbors right here. Eaton Reds and University Bulldogs may be in the championship at 1 o'clock today. 4A, it looks like this in the final four. Lutheran's going to take on Frederick, and Lutheran, who won 3A last year and should have been a 4A team last year. Now, well, all they do is go up a class, and here they are, the number one seed, and they're into the final four. Pretty formful in 4A. 1, 2, 5, and 6 have made it to the final four. Lutheran against Frederick, the 1 versus 5, and the Meade Mavericks, who knocked off Windsor, Haley Hansen's club, yesterday 4-0 in that 2:30 quarterfinal game. And a tough one for Windsor, man. Great season for the number 3 seed in the tournament. Got knocked out earlier than expected. So Meade and Holy Family will battle on the bottom of that bracket. I think we get the two favorites here. I think Holy Family and Lutheran are going to battle it out once again. 5A today, it's chalk. 1, 2, 3, and 4. All made it into the final four. Columbine, who beat Ponderosa to get there. Erie, who knocked off Fossil Ridge 11-9. Dave Phillips' club, the 12 seed. seed. Almost got there, folks. Just great coaching. 11-9, they drop it to Erie. A terrific softball game there. So Columbine and Erie in the top. It's Legend and Douglas County, the 3 and the 2 on the bottom. Legend beat Horizon. Douglas County beat Grandview. Championship today, and that one will be at 1:30 in 5A. That's your 3A, 4A, 5A softball, the football scoreboard. When we come back, we'll talk more about the Northridge win over Thompson Valley. Jeremy Hayden, fourth year as head coach for the Northridge Grizzlies, and this program right where he wants it to be. We'll come back and talk to the coach in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program, Allen Communication Studios. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday here. We were out at District 6 last night, and the Northridge Grizzlies did it again, folks. 7-1 on the year for these Grizz. And it was big plays last night. You know what? You don't get out there and play, and they're coming off a loss. They're coming off the loss to Roosevelt. And I said temper everything because Roosevelt's great. They're the best team in the state right now. It doesn't mean they can't be beaten. Doesn't mean that Northridge won't come back in the playoffs and give them a run for their money. But this is a really good team. Be careful how you gauge teams against Roosevelt right now. But what I wanted to see from Northridge last night is bounce back, make plays, and they did. Not the best offensive game in the year for them. Really good defensive game. I thought their defense was really good against a very good Thompson Valley team. But they made the plays. Jackson Jenkins, great interception to get them inside the 10-yard line and get a short field. Reese Pratts takes the opening kickoff for a touchdown. I mean, they just made plays. That's how you win games against good teams. And very, very cool for Northridge to go to 7-1. And they're going to run second in the conference to Roosevelt. I get that, but it's about playoff time. And I think it's going to be big. I don't think there's a lot of teams out there that don't want to play Northridge right now. Just saying that. And we'll see. Come up with our Gould Parts hotline right now. And Jeremy Hayden, the head coach, jumps on. A good friend of the show. Jeremy, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Clark. How are you?
Fantastic, man. Talk about the game last night. I said this was just a game of plays. You guys, I don't know that, and I think you'll agree, you know, offense is trying to still get going again and figure things out. There were some really good moments for you guys, and I'm not taking anything away from Thompson Valley. They were terrific, but you made plays at the right time last night.
Yeah, I mean, we have players on the team that can help us with some explosive plays. I mean, Reese Pratt's taking the first kickoff back. Got returned back for a touchdown is a big play. I mean, that guy's so electric for us. And so, you know, that when we're getting into those tough competitions like we do with everybody in our league, it's going to be tough to make some big plays. And so when you can make them, you need to come down with them. And this week we did. So it was big for us.
Yeah, Reese was injured last year in his junior year, so he missed a bunch of the season last year. But how cool is it to see him his senior year really starting to explode? He's a guy you want to get the ball into his hands as much as you can, right?
Absolutely. I mean, he's our deep threat guy, obviously. You get him in space, and he can make a guy miss. And as you saw last night, he makes one miss, he's going to the house. So it's just so fun to see that kid battle through the injuries he's had and be able to come back and play the way he's played.
Yeah, better balance last night, able to run the football a little bit. Isaac Ness and Damon West doing their stuff. Made it a little easier on Cooper Rozier, quarterback, last night. He didn't have to throw 40 times. But, my God, Jeremy, I look at the guys on the outside. Brendan Peterson, Braden Osmus, Jaden Marquez, who was our Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game last night. We talked about Reese. You got Jace Reed making plays. You got Jackson Jenkins making plays. There's a lot of options here for your quarterback to throw to.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the hardest part about being the head coach about this is just getting the ball in those guys' hands because we got
sure.
So many weapons.
Sure.
It's tough to get them all touches. But the best part about our team is it doesn't matter if they get one touch, 20 touches, or no touches. They're still in it to win the game, and that's all that matters to them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And that's the coolest thing in the world. This is a we. This isn't a me. This is a team that wants to win, and they want to win as a group, right?
Absolutely. We talk about all the time being a team and being a family, and I think Jaden said it last night on the 9 News Preps game interview. He said, this is my family, and we're a big, huge family.
Right.
I mean, that's truly what we are.
Yep, no doubt about it. Talk about, it was an interesting kick to start the game. Little bouncer along the sideline, and I thought, well, that's going to go out of bounds. Or Reese is going to grab it, and he's going to get nailed. But just huge. You said he can make electric plays, and he made one to start the game last night. How excited were you when you saw, I mean, 11 seconds, I think it was, into the game, you guys have a 7-0 advantage?
Yeah, I mean, before the kickoff, he came to me as he's running on. He said, "Coach, I'm taking this to the house."
And I
said,
You
do it, man. And he did it. I mean, he's just, like I said, we put him back for a reason. He's so electric when the ball's in his hands, and he can make some things happen for us.
Yeah, defensively last night, I mean, the guys, they shined. Parker Steckel was great. Dylan Hubbard was all over the field again for you guys. Big hits. Brendan Peterson had a big smack in the game. Jace Reed had a big smack in the game. Jade Marquez, two picks in the football game. You guys had three picks against what I thought Riley Suarez, a pretty darn good quarterback for Thompson Valley.
Absolutely, he's a good quarterback. I mean, he's a good passer from the pocket, and then
sure.
When he gets outside, he's even better. And so, our game plan was to try and control him. Obviously, he got out a couple times, but you know, Donnie dialed up some pressures and got after him a little bit, and he put the ball in the air, and our guys were in the right spots.
Yeah, you're talking about Donnie Edick, your DC. How long you been with Donnie? I mean, you guys been coaching forever together, right?
It seems like forever. I was with him before I went to UNC, and then
That's right. When
I came back, he was one of my first calls.
Yeah, very, very cool stuff last night. So, good win for you guys going forward. It doesn't get any easier. You guys got to go to Res coming up on Saturday and then Severance to end it. And, you know, Jeff, I don't know if you, a couple of weeks ago, well, last week, Jeff's team, they've kind of been in and out, Severance has been. But, boy, what a great effort for them against Res, a 28-22 ball game, a six-point game. So, you've got two tough outs before you guys get to playoff football.
Yeah, I mean, we started playoff football 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
I mean, playing in our league is playoff football. I mean, Mountain View is great. Obviously, Roosevelt's top in the state, and then the next three opponents were tough as nails. And so, I love playing in this division because it makes us tougher when we get to the playoffs. But it's like you said, it's not going to get any easier.
Hey, kudos to your sophomore kicker, Dylan Phipps. This kid's kicking the football. There's no doubt about it. So it's nice to have a leg you can count on, especially as you get into the playoffs. If you need three down the road and you're sitting at the 20, 25-yard line, you know this kid can go out and get a field goal for you.
Yeah, I mean, the kid's got ice in his veins, literally. He's smiling all the time. When I say field goal, I'm the one that's biting my nails, not him. He's having a great time. He's loving every minute of it. And he's so clutch for us right now.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Jeremy, good win for your kids last night. Just keep going forward, man. Playoffs are going to be exciting. This for you as a coach, fourth year here in the program, getting this thing rocking and rolling. You have to be really excited about where you are. And look, I know you go one game at a time. I know it's about Res next Saturday. But you have to be thrilled about the way this program is running.
I mean, absolutely. When you're playing like this and you're playing like a team and you're doing the things that you preach day in and day out, obviously you're super excited about the program no matter what happens on the field. So we're excited that we have the opportunity we're in. We're going to keep working, and we're going to get back to work on Monday and go after Res.
Absolutely. Where are you at today? I hear a game behind you.
Yeah, I'm at the C-team game watching our freshmen. We're tied 6-6 right now.
Nice. And I love that about you and the coaches that want to dig in and go to the lower levels and watch the kids come up. It's great stuff. Jeremy, thank you for everything you do out at Northridge for the kids, for everything you do for them, and just being a great mentor, man. We appreciate you, and we'll check in with you again shortly, okay?
Perfect. Thanks so much, Clark.
You bet. Jeremy Hayden, head football coach out at Northridge High School, 24-14 win against Thompson Valley last night. All right, we're going to come back in a moment, start checking in on state softball. The 10 a.m. games are underway. I'm going to get on Max Preps here. We've got Steve Longwell coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes, and we'll check in with the AD from Eaton, see how the Reds are doing. He's also looking at the university game on the other side of the field there. Will these two teams meet for the state championship this year? I think they will. Let's see what that turns out to look like at 1 o'clock today. We'll come back in a moment. It is Clark and the Coach right here, brought to you by Gould Parts Downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Any part you have, any part you need, go to Gould Parts. They'll knock it out of the park for you right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Well, welcome back to Preps Rewind on a Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Milton's. I'll tell you what, this is a great, all three stores are great. And if you go back in time, it was Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. Luke and Abby Gardner running the show for Steve Kramer over there. Nothing's changed. The name has changed to protect the innocent. Remember in the FBI they used to say that? But the name has changed, and Milton's is terrific. Milton's in Kersey, Greeley, Eaton. Same great customer service, same great stuff in the convenience store. You can go fill up at a great price. And then walk inside and you still get that great, great made-from-scratch food at Milton's, where it's off the hook. So Milton's Greeley, Eaton, and, of course, that state-of-the-art convenience store out in Kersey. They will rock it out of the park for you. They've got seafood, too. Believe it or not, they got everything out there. Check it out. It's a restaurant on the road. Very good stuff. All right. Let's see here. We're trying to get an update on the state softball tournament down there, and University playing right now. So are the Eaton Reds. As we said, Eaton taking on Thomas Jefferson, the 4 versus the 8 right now. We're going to tune in here in about 4 or 5 minutes with Steve Longwell and find out what's going on down there. He's also got his eye. It's not hard at the Aurora Softball Complex. You've got 4 diamonds right there. There's 8, I think, in the complex, so 4 and 4. But you can usually, if you get in there, and the 2 or 3 games that you want to watch are right there for you. And that's the case today. University playing right next door to Eaton. University taking on Lamar. University Bulldogs, I'll tell you what, 1-0 over Res Christian to open up the tournament, open up the round of 16. What a great effort by Res Christian. So you talk about these teams, a lot of close games for the higher seeds. University, the 3 seed, 1-0 win in the opener against Res Christian. Then they come back in game 2 and beat Sterling 16-9. Reds kind of did the same thing. Reds beat La Junta 5-4, skated by in the first game, and then beat Fort Lupton 11-1. So it's kind of like you get that first game, you get the battle, you get the win, and then you take a deep breath and you go on to the second round and get an easier victory. And that's exactly what both Eaton and University did right there. Lamar, that's who University is taking on right now. They beat the Academy 19-7 there, and Lamar beat them 15-1. Then they came back and beat Peak to Peak 12-0. So Lamar, in their first 2 games of the tournament, 27-1. Now, I know Lamar baseball. Don't know anything about Lamar softball, the 19 seed here. But 27-1, that's something you got to at least raise your eyebrows for and look at. Can they take on University and get them today? We'll find out about that from Steve here in a second. 4A softball, as we said, you've got Lutheran and Frederick. Lutheran jumping, the 3A champion jumping up to 4A, trying to win 3A. They're kind of doing a Valor Christian thing where, hey, you just go 3A, 4A, 5A, and just keep winning. Meade and Holy Family, the bottom of that bracket, too, the 6 versus the 2 in that one. Meade knocking off Windsor 4-0 in that ball game yesterday. Going back to 3A, too, how about the 1 and 2 seeds being knocked off? Strasburg, the 1 seed all year, pretty much, beat Lions 8-0 in the opener, and then TJ beats them 10-9. You're just saying baseball, softball, you can get beat on any given day. It's not quite like football where the favored teams probably prevail. Any given day, any given moment, you get up against a pitcher, you get up against a team that can hit the softball, and you're in a bit of trouble. So, and then Brush losing in the opener, the Brush 2 against the 15, Peak to Peak going down there at a 5-3 score in that one. We talked about the 4A Final Four. The 5A Final Four is the 1, 2, 3, and 4. As we said, Columbine and Erie, 1-4 right there. The game I had circled was Fossil Ridge. You know what a great coach Dave Phillip is over at Fossil Ridge. This team has been to the Final Four, I think it's 8 of the last 9 years, or 8 of 10 anyway. But they're just if you're Fossil Ridge, you just make your hotel arrangements for the Final Four. It's simply what you do. And they almost, as a 12 seed, got there. Beat Chatfield 3-2 in the opener, 12-5, and then against Erie, always tough against Erie. Played a tough game against them this year in the regular season, and then 11 7-9 in this one yesterday. So a great win for the Erie Tigers against Fossil Ridge. They take on Erie takes on Columbine, the one seed, and Legend and Douglas County, the 3-2. So all chalk, 1, 2, 3, and 4 in 5A. Let's get to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. Athletic director out at Eaton High School, Steve Longwell, jumps on with us. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Clark, how are you?
Fantastic, man. Thank you so much. You are our you're our ears and eyes out there at state tournament right now. What's going on the Eaton Diamond as the Reds take on Thomas Jefferson? Kind of a surprise in this tournament.
Yeah, a little bit of a surprise, but I'll tell you what, it's I got the chance to watch them yesterday, and they're a good ball club. So they got girls that can hit the ball, and they got a pitcher that can find the zone. So they're a decent program. And we just are headed to the top of the fourth inning, and Eaton has a 3-0 lead.
Nice. Julia Meager in the circle today for the Reds?
Yeah, Meager's in the circle again today, and so far she's, I think she's got 4 strikeouts in
nice.
The game so far.
Nice. Nice to have her throwing. You know, you got Stephanie Bingley in there, too, if they need her, and it's great stuff for Dale and the girls. Did you get a chance to talk to Dale and stuff after the first round yesterday?
Yeah, we talked a little bit yesterday afternoon, and, you know, shaky first one against Lahana, but they kind of picked it up a little bit against Fort Lupton, so they were feeling pretty good after that one.
Yeah, there were a lot of close ones in the first round yesterday, and this was one of the things that makes this tournament so great. You got to be able to play every single game. Reds win 5-4 against La Junta. You go down and see University skating by 1-0 against Res Christian, and then the second game's a little easier for both of those clubs. Don't you feel like when you have a tough one in the first game, you kind of take a deep breath and get a little more comfortable in game two?
Yeah, I think you do, because you just have proven to yourself that you can battle in a close one and come away with a win, and it kind of just, they start to relax a little bit and play softball after that.
Absolutely. Big crowd down there today, walking around. That's a great thing about the Aurora Softball Complex, is you can see almost any game right where you are.
Yeah, it's a great complex, and it's a great place to watch softball.
Talk to me about, what are you looking at? I know you got your eyes on other games. University taking on Lamar, 3-19 on the other side. Any score there that you've seen?
Yeah, let's see. We are in the top of the third inning right now, and University has a 4-1 lead.
Look at that. Guess what we could get in the finals, right?
You know, we pick an All-Patriot League championship.
No, yeah, no kidding. And talk about that, too. I think the top 5 seeds in this tournament were Patriot League teams. Why do I keep saying that? Every show I do, it doesn't matter if it's football, soccer, it doesn't matter the sport. The Patriot League is the conference here in the state, I think.
Yeah, and it is. And we got a lot of great coaches in the Patriot League, and they've just been able to establish that winning culture.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Reds football team going for 3 straight titles. Talk about that, too. The brand-new stadium out there. This is an exciting year to be a athletic director at Eaton High School with the new school. And I hear everything going on, all the new construction at the middle school, which was the high school, is fantastic as well.
Yeah, I think you could walk into that school now, and it's probably one of the best middle schools in the state.
Yeah, simply unbelievable. So, hey, Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate the upset, getting on with us and giving us the update and that. And let's go Reds, go get one, and then maybe it's a University Reds championship coming up here at 1 o'clock today.
You bet. We'll see what we can do.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Clark.
You bet. Steve Longwell, athletic director out at Eaton High School, jumping on with us here in the program. So Reds right now with the lead in that ball game. He said 3-0. I think 4-1 in the University game. We're going to try to get updates on that for you in the final segment of the program right here. Again, want to thank Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, 454-3355. Any part you need, they'll jump on and get it for you. So we will figure that out. All right, we'll come back in a moment, continue. Preps Rewind, final segment of the program coming up right here. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, 11. 1147, I was hoping. Now 1047 here, Reds and Bulldogs. State softball semifinals, they are both leading. Yes, they could get to the state championship today at 1 o'clock. Wouldn't that, as the Beach Boys said, wouldn't that be nice? Very cool stuff. MLB today as well, Houston going against the Yankees. In that one, Houston leads 2-0 there, and Philadelphia and San Diego today. Philadelphia with a 2-1 lead after their win yesterday. Very cool segment on Clark and the Coach this week. Caught up with UNC basketball coach Steve Smiley. Very fun talking to Steve. He's a great interview. Here's the coach from UNC. Coach Smiley, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? You guys doing good?
Good, fantastic. Coach, man.
Yep.
I got a ton of questions, but I'm going to let Clark
Bruce is chomping
off
at the bit, so I'm just
going to... Whatever works.
Just going to get this thing rolling, man. How much fun. Okay. November 7th, we're kicking things off right now, so you guys are bearing down on it. Are you going to Houston? Is that where that's at, or is that a tournament to open up? What does that look like?
That would be the University of Houston. Yeah, I mean, I think in the AP, they're number 3, and a lot of polls are number 1. So that would be arguably the top team in the country. That's who we open with.
That's a bit of a tough start, but I guess you'll learn.
Oh, yeah.
You'll learn pretty quick. A pretty good measuring stick to see where you guys are right off the bat. But how are things going? How's practice going right now? How are things looking for you guys?
Yeah, it's going good. I mean, it's going good. Really like our team. I mean, I think every coach in the country. Well, I mean, probably not every coach, but I think most coaches still like their teams because we're still all undefeated at this point in time. But I really do like our team. I think our vibe is good all the way back to, you know, June and July in the summertime. We have, I think, a very competitive team on a day-to-day basis, you know, practice-wise, things like that. So, and then when you have leaders like, Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson,
sure,
that have been in the program,
sure,
for years and years, that it makes things go smoother. We are at that point where we have to start playing some other teams. You know, we've done the inter-squad thing and all that, and great, but it's time to start getting some you got to start learning who you are, and we got some positional battles we got to figure out, so it's coming up quick.
Hey, Coach, you know, we know about Dalen and Matt, just one of the best backcourts in the league, in the region, terrific players. Tell us about some of your new guys that came in, Riley Abercrombie, some of the other guys that were not on your roster last year. How they fitting in, just what's going on with them?
They're fitting great. We've got 5 new guys. Riley is the one, transfer portal guy, really a grad transfer. He graduated from Rice University, good player. A kid that started in Boise for 2 years, went down to Rice. That's where he's from. That's where he's living at in Houston with his family. So went to Rice, graduated. And he has 2 years left because he's using his COVID year, but really, like, for the people that follow our team, kind of the idea is he's a guy that really should try to help fill the shoes of Bodie Hume.
Right.
He's a 4. He can play a little bit of 5. And when he plays 5, we're really good offensively. He's big enough to do it. You know, he's a 6'8", 220-pound guy, can really shoot it. And that's a big thing. You know, we did an inter-squad scrimmage the other day, and I think he hit, 4 or 5 or 4 or 6 or something like that. So, kind of that Bodie idea to stretch the defenses out and do things. He's a different player in some ways, but he's been a very, I wouldn't say pleasant surprise. He's everything we hoped he would be. So he's going to really help out, as well Bryce Kennedy, one of our returners, to fill the Bodie role. And then our 4 freshmen, man, I'm telling you, I think it's the best freshman class we've had since I've been here.
Coach, that's saying a lot, man, because you've had some good ones. You've had some good freshman classes.
Yep. I just, it's funny. We had this inter-squad scrimmage, and the people that were there were like, man, those kids don't look like freshmen, and they don't. You got 2 big guards, and you got 2 kind of forward posts. And, I'll start with the posts. Brock Wisney, who's, top 3 players in the state of Colorado, coming out of high school, big, strong, physical, certainly does not look like a freshman. He's going to play a lot of 5 for us this year, and he's been very good. And then Juju Ramirez, freshman out of Lawrence, Kansas, who we've kind of recruited more as a 4. He's about 6'7", 6'8", again, about 220. And he's young. He just turned 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he came in at the age of 17, so he's really young for the grade. Super skilled, super great field. But Juju, based off of some other things right now, he's going to probably play a little bit more five than four as well. So you got two bigs that I've been really pleased with. And then our two kind of bigger guard wing kids. And I don't know, like, if you were saying, well, are they at one or two or three? I really don't know.
Doesn't matter. They're players, right?
They're players, right? So the first one, Langston Reynolds, who is a Denver kid,
yes,
with Colorado Prep, borderline number one, number two player in the state his entire time in high school. He's been awesome. I mean, I think right now physically, he's one of our most physical bodies on the wing right now. He's just naturally really gifted. And then defensively, hopefully, and I think that his mindset's right, he should be a guy that once he continues to learn the system, he should be an elite defender. And so you got Langston and the last guy, Caleb Shaw. He's been awesome as well. 6'4", 6'5", freshman from Arizona, who could play a 1, 2, or 3. Super athletic, highly aggressive to score. He's going to take a lot of pressure off guys like Matt and Dalen because he can really fill it up. So, you know, we've been statting stuff all the way back to June, July, all the live stuff, and just all four of those guys. Statistically, the film kind of bearing that out. We got to find a way to try to get them on the court, and it's not going to be easy to do, but we got to find a way to get them on the court because I think they're going to really be the core of what the future is going to be. So I love them all. There's honestly been no disappointments.
We're talking with Steve Smiley, head basketball coach out at UNC, the 20th coach out at UNC, head coach, third year for Coach Smiley after 4 years as an associate head coach out here. Steve, you just talked about defense, and I know that's something you pride your team on. This is a defense that year in and year out, some of the best in three-point defense in the nation, some of the best in scoring defense in the nation. Talk about that. I know you started to talk about it a little bit there. Who are the lockdown guys? Who are your defenders?
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we have been good defensively. Last year, we really fell off defensively. We had a great team and won 22 games, and we were just so talented. And there was a little bit of, you know, give and take just with the roster and the size. You know, we had some smaller positions, which, you know, when you decrease your size or length or whatever, it's harder to be good defensively.
Sure.
Now, we don't have that excuse this year because we're really all the way across the board. We're pretty big with good wingspans, good length, good size, good physicality. I think some of the things that we've always done a pretty good job of in terms of, you know, taking away the three, that's always the goal. That if we, at a very basic elementary level, if we can limit threes, and we've led the country, I think, four of the last 6 years in three-point attempts, like you just can't get threes off against us. But if we can limit threes, and then if we can recruit shooters and get them good shots and make threes, then we probably have a pretty good chance of winning a game. And so, you know, that the defensive side of that, you know, I feel good about it. I think we got a long way still to go. Our transition defense is not quite clicking the way that we want it to click yet, and so we're really fighting that fight every day. But on a team level, I think we're going to be a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more disruptive. I really like what we're doing, some different wrinkles than what we've done in the past couple of years to, we always say, dictate the terms. And I don't know if we really dictated the terms last year other than just holding ground. Now we're going to try to – we have a little bit more depth and size and length. We're going to try to dictate the terms to these guys. On an individual level, like who are the lockdown guys? I mean, I would say, you know, a guy like Bryce Kennedy. You know, Bryce Kennedy's goal, we do goals. One of his goals is to be one of the best defensive players in the league. And I think he's got a chance to do that. Matt Johnson's always been very good defensively, just technically, just understands it. And then guys like Langston Reynolds and Zach Block has been tremendous defensively. He right now he's led our team in charges, deflections, and steals. And he's the one smaller. He's not small, but one smaller guy on our team. So when you have the least wingspan, stuff like that, you probably shouldn't have the most deflections and steals. But he understands it. He plays so hard. So I think we have a lot of guys that have a defensive mentality. And so I think as they continue to learn the way we want to guard, it's going to get better. But I think that we're going to be better overall defensively this year for sure.
Well, Coach, I'm going to go into a little history of Steve Smiley here. You know,
sure.
Two-time, for those people in our listening audience that don't realize this, you were a two-time All-State guard at Pomona High School, played for your dad. But here's what impressed me most. Because I can't relate to this. You were valedictorian at Pomona High School of a school over 2,000 kids. I don't know, 500 to 600 graduates in your senior class. To me, that's impressive. You played for your dad in high school, but then you went to Northern State and played, in my opinion, of one of the greatest college coaches in the history of the game, Don Meyer. In a nutshell, what did you learn from Coach Meyer?
Well, first of all, I got really lucky. you know, because when I went to Northern, I didn't get recruited by Coach Meyer. He wasn't the coach there. The coach at the time was a guy named Bob Olson, was a great Division II coach and great program. I think the year before I got there, they were top 10 or top 5. And I still remember when I got there that first year, we were preseason, I think, number 11 or 13. So it was a really good program. But going into my freshman year, Coach Olson, who recruited me, he resigned to take the athletic director job. And lo and behold, a coach named Don Meyer took the job, and I had no idea who Don Meyer was.
And I didn't realize you weren't recruited.
All right, there he is. That's Coach Bruce Dick talking on Clark and the Coach with Steve Smiley. You want that full interview, folks, go to the archives. Just Google Clark and the Coach archives, and that'll pop right up for you, and you can get all of that. Clark and the Coach weekdays, folks, from 10 to 11 o'clock. We're right in the middle of the best. Good Morning NoCo from 6 to 10 a.m. every single weekday. And, of course, the number one sports talk show in the state, the whole show, from 11 to 2. And we're just anchored right in the middle of that for an hour. Clark and the Coach from 10 to 11. Thank you to Jeremy Hayden, Northridge football coach. Big win for them last night, 24-14 against Thompson Valley. And Steve Longwell, the Eaton AD. Have a great day, folks. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.